Hare Krishna. I hope that devotees enjoyed yesterday's quotes. Srila Prabhupada emphasizing the importance of reading his books. I'm going to continue with the quotes that I have now. Obviously, there are more, but these are the ones I just have at my disposal. Prabhupada writes, "So you should read my books and try to understand the nature of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then it will be easy for you to think of him." Very interesting statement. Srila Prabhupada is telling us to try to understand the nature of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I say it's interesting because devotees often ask, well, how should we read or study Srila Prabhupada's books? There's so many ways that you can study texts, any kind of texts. What is it that we should try to understand? And here Prabhupada is saying, try to understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then you would be able to think of him. There's a lot within that statement. But in Gita, Krishna says, Mayata tamidam sarvam jagatavyakta murtina. The idea that Krishna is everywhere. He's all pervasive by his potencies, although everything is not him, but he's all pervasive by his potencies. So we should try to be able to recognize Krishna everywhere. This is one aspect of Krishna's nature, and an aspect that we find described in the 10th canto chapter and in the beginning of the 7th chapter of the Gita. Srila Prabhupada emphasized a lot being able to relate to everything that we see around us with Krishna. The light of the moon and the sun is Krishna. We see some very talented person, Purusham Rishu. We know that that talent, that's coming from Krishna. If we see someone who's very strong, we know that that's Krishna. That strength is Krishna's. So in that way, it will be very easy to think of Krishna. Easy to think of him because we learn the sadhana, the art of how to relate everything around us to the Lord. Right now, when we see things, then how do we see? We see things in relationship to the material energy. We see a strong person. We're amazed by an intelligent person. We're attracted to a very beautiful person. And we see that rather than seeing that this is actually all Krishna's energies, Krishna's potencies. But rather, if we're practiced to see Krishna through the eyes of Srila Prabhupada's books, to understand this all-pervasive nature of the Lord, then we'll see Krishna, and it doesn't mean that we don't see the material energy, but what will we do? We will see the material energy as his shadow, not as materialistic people, or otherwise even just practicing devotees may just see the material energy and see Krishna in its shadow. No, but rather we see Krishna everywhere. That is our desire, and if we're able to see Krishna in all the things around us, then those things act as an impetus, as an udipan, to be able to always think of him. And then things like, well, we're thinking of Krishna's pastimes and qualities and so on, that then becomes very natural. But first one has to be able to relate to those that are directly and readily perceivable than those which require further spontaneous attraction and purity of the heart. Now, the next question, Prabhupada says, next quote, in conjunction with this, you should always read my books daily, and all your questions will be answered, and you will have a firm basis of Krishna consciousness, and this way your life will be perfect. Once again, Prabhupada is saying, always read my books daily, and all your questions will be answered. Prabhupada's giving a very very generic. Here the word, your questions, has a sort of generic connotation. Certainly all our philosophical questions, all our questions about devotional service, but all our questions about just practical life. How do we lead our lives as brahmacharis, as grihasthas? How do we work? What type of work should we do? So many of the questions, practical questions, because our texts are practical texts meant to show us how to live in this world, and while living in this world, perfect our lives and perfect our Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada said, says here that, yes, whatever questions you have, you're going to find the answers within Krishna consciousness. And because all of your questions are answered, then your life will become perfect. Because the obstacles that come in our way in material world, and of course Krishna talks about this himself, he says we'll be able to overcome all of these obstacles by the execution of devotional service. The next one is, Prabhupada says, be sure and read my books very carefully. Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. You should read every day without fail and become fixed in our philosophy. So, repeatedly Prabhupada is saying, read very carefully. But now, he's qualifying what careful reading means. Here he's saying careful reading means that there should be a certain sequence to our reading. We read Bhagavad Gita, then Srimad Bhagavatam, then Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhagavad Gita describes the basic sambandha, what is our relationship with the Supreme Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam gives us abhidheya, how to practice devotional service, and prayojana through the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the perfect acharya or Vaishnava. We see what happens when one achieves the perfection of spiritual life. So whereas these books talk about all three of these principles in any case, but nonetheless the emphasis can be taken like that, the emphasis of these three books. And Prabhupada now is saying that yes, we should read them in sequence because one prepares us for the subsequent one. And we should read in a sequential way. It's something that Srila Prabhupada emphasizes in the Bhagavatam itself, in the introduction to the Bhagavatam. Not only should we read the books one after the other in sequence, but the books themselves should be read in sequence. By so doing, then the natural logic of the author, and once again we remember that we have the same authors, Srila Vyasadeva and Srila Prabhupada. Vyasadeva is the author of the texts, and Srila Prabhupada is the author of the commentaries. Their message, sequential message, will come across to us. So here is careful reading. And then what will be the result of that? We will become fixed in philosophy. Being fixed in philosophy is very important. The same terminology is used. Siddhanta bolia chitti nakarala sihanaha krishnaragi suvi ravamanas. Kaviraj Goswami also says, yes, one should discuss philosophy, one should study philosophy, because it helps fix one's mind. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting ecstatic symptoms, and this was being taken as sentimentalism by the followers of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, then Sarvabhauma said, well, it's a nervous condition, and if he just hears Vedanta Sutra, then he'll overcome his nervous condition. So, being fixed, to fix our mind, to fix our consciousness in the philosophy is very important. And by being fixed in philosophy, then one can actually really proceed forward with a purified heart to understand other principles of devotional service, such as rasa and Krishna's lila pastimes. Unless the tattva is fixed, then it's not possible to go forward. Prabhupada then says again, simply read my books and repeat what I have written, then your preaching will be perfect. This is what it means to be a preacher. A preacher is someone who is repeating what they have read. Obviously, Srila Prabhupada is not expecting us to verbatim repeat what he has read, he has said, but rather we should understand the tenor of Srila Prabhupada's teachings. We should understand the context, his method of preaching, commentary, and then, as Prabhupada says elsewhere, in your own words, then one can repeat the same thing in one's own words. That's preaching. That's Krishna consciousness. And a preacher isn't someone who just says what he thinks. A preacher is someone who says what he has heard from authority, and our authority is Srila Prabhupada. So, and Prabhupada said, you should also read my books very carefully. And finally, yes, as a sannyasi and GBC, your first duty is to read my books. Otherwise, how will you preach? In order to remain steadily fixed in Krishna consciousness, there must be a sound philosophical understanding. Otherwise, it will become only sentiment. Interesting statements. First of all, sannyasi GBCs, the duty is to preach. So as a preacher, the first thing is to read Srila Prabhupada's books. And that way they will remain fixed in Krishna consciousness and philosophical understanding. And if they don't, then Prabhupada emphasizes. Otherwise, then it will become sentiment. One will act on the basis of emotion. Now we're not talking about spiritual emotion or transcendental emotion or rasa or anything like that. But what do I think? What do I feel? What is politically correct? These will be the main impetus of our decision making, rather than what is it that is actually the truth, which is written by Srila Prabhupada. And I take it here that when Srila Prabhupada talks about GBCs and sannyasis, there's a broader context. The broader context is for leaders. Devotees who are in a position of leadership, which can be temple presidents and other devotees, their first business is, as described here, is to read and be very much familiar with Srila Prabhupada's books. And then their service as leaders will be well assured. And that's it for today. And some other topic tomorrow. Hare Krishna.